final segment with the owner of Rebel Media, Ezra Levant. Ezra, I always love having you on. This has been a great interview, but I start thinking about all of the exploits you guys have done and all the countless reports I see, like every few days. It's just bombshell stuff. Everybody sees your stuff, but they should all magnify it as well. In closing, as soon as you leave today, and I'm every time we have a big guest, I'm like, I didn't try to book you on Owen's show or the other show with Harrison Smith, so hopefully you can go on Owen's show today as well and maybe play some of your greatest hits because, you know, they're so timeless. But in closing, I think about the pastors and people that we've had on that you showed us being put in jail over and over again for opening their churches when the topless bars and Walmarts and hotels were still open, but churches weren't. I mean, the left just goes out of its way to be so obvious, and they're closing the other religious centers and places and beating people up in New York because they were out on the street without masks, or closing synagogues or mosques. I mean, it's just, and it's the same thing worldwide. They really, it's like Trudeau said. He goes, I like basic dictatorship. I like Xi Jinping. I mean, these are real villains who aren't even hiding it now.
Yeah. You know, it's been years since the pandemic receded, but in Canada, they're still prosecuting people. Tamara Leach, the leader of the truckers, she's still on trial right now. She hasn't had a 47-day trial. They tried to turn the truckers into the...
Tell people about that. It's huge.
The trucker convoy was the most incredible movement in Canada. Completely peaceful. Trudeau tried to get a January 6th insurrection narrative. He was trying to copycat the Democrats. Didn't work, but they
had horses running over families.
Yeah. In fact, the violence came from the government. Trudeau declared martial law, something he didn't even do during 9/11. So they arrested all these peaceful leaders. They froze the bank accounts of 200 people involved in the truckers and family bank accounts. So the wives couldn't buy groceries or medicine or rent for the kids.
Which is a preview of the future of the social credit score.
Absolutely. And it was just, and when later they were asked, how did you come up with the list? Oh, just in the media. Like, they just read in the media, oh, this is the name of some guy. Like, it was not that there would be any proper science behind it, but it was just an enemy of the regime. You know what we did? We were scared they were going to freeze our bank accounts because we didn't give money to truckers directly, but we gave money to lawyers to help the truckers. So we prepaid our whole staff a month's pay, and we sort of squirreled away the rest of the dough because we were worried they were going to shut us down because they hated the counter-narrative. The entire regime media was saying, go harder, go harder.
And again, everything that bad guys need worldwide, they're all part of the WEF thing, we penetrate the cabinets, is that we don't have a voice. So it's voice, voice, voice.
So they threw the leader of the truckers in jail for 49 days.
I remember.
She's a little Métis grandma, you know, the sweetest person. I mean, that's not as bad as these J6ers, but they were trying to do that thing. They put her on a 47-day trial, hasn't even got the result yet. The Christian leader, Arthur Pawlowski, I think you've had him on the show before. He's got that Polish accent. He says, Nazis out. He's still before the courts, too. They convicted him of giving a sermon in support of the truckers. A sermon. They call that incitement to mischief. That's still before the courts. So it's lawfare. Similar to what you're going, you're 12 years worth of lawfare. These Canadian cases aren't quite as bad, but it's the same species. It's like what they're doing to Trump, and they're going to come for Elon Musk next. I mean, they're already doing that through the, these bogus charges against SpaceX. I'm worried. The left is relentless. They are relentless, and this is what they do for a living.
Absolutely. You know, again, I have faith, and I agree with General Flynn yesterday. I see a global awakening. And I see people everywhere coming together, and I see nationalists and populists getting elected, just like we saw in Austria. And so, but we don't have a question of it. We have to stand up. We have to take civilization back. And the enemies of freedom got a head start on us because people were asleep. We were in freedom. We thought everything was okay. It couldn't happen here. But now we're discovering those old instincts of freedom again. I think we're going to win. And thanks to you and your great team, Ezra Levant, you've got so many great reporters, so many great people.
Well, you're nice to say it. We love citizen journalism. And, we're always happy to share our footage. And I hope to see you in Davos one day because you would be the king of that town.
Oh, well, I'm always getting pinned down. I'd love to go show. I mean, you know what? I'm intending to go with you.
All right.
Tucker wants me to go on tour with him in Europe.
Oh, wow.
That's next summer. But wow. Yeah, hopefully we're not in World War III.
That's right.
All right. RebelNews.com. Follow Ezra Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T, Ezra Levant on X. I'm going to introduce Charles Salente, a little bit more breaking news, a lot of breaking news at InfoWars.com. Please stay with us. I've been telling listeners for months,
that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps that spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work for somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're like out of your mind. You may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do. And that's going to worry you a lot more.
Law dog, you don't step aside, we'll tear you apart.
You die first, get it? Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
He's bluffing. Let's rush him.
No. He ain't bluffing.
You're not as stupid as you look, I...
Yeah, I don't understand the concepts of conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since, what, the 7th century or something? I don't know.
We all know that right now, guns is a totem, it's a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being...
You can say what you want, I don't agree with that.
There's a big difference between fantasy land and reality. Fantasy land is what we do. Doing a movie, doing a television show, that's fantasy land. And that's where that stuff belongs. In reality, when we're dealing with things like terrorism and whatnot, we're all going to have different opinions on how to do it, how to deal with it. Mine happens to be that I think there's a very strong reason Founding Fathers had for the Second Amendment, and that is that no government ever hasn't had to fight its own people, and its own people hasn't had to fight its own government.
So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
Just put something.
Put some controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get hold of them.
Do you really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that? Are you seriously? What good will that? Oh my God.
Poor shit. We had our Civil War. If that Second Amendment hadn't been there, those people would not have had the opportunity to do what they considered was defending their life, their way, their style of living. So I agree with that. I think that's an important part of our existence, and it's basically that simple.
InfoWars. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
All right, Gerald Celente's coming up. He's got an audio issue. We'll have him in a moment. Look, I'm going to file a bunch of special reports today. There's a ton of news I didn't get to. Every day we're here is precious. I'm very thankful for all of you. Very thankful for the crew. Ezra Levant was here with us. By the way, he republished 1984 with graphics in it. And this is amazing. So check that out at rebelnews.com as well. Let me just say this in closing. I need capital, whether InfoWars stays on the air or not. You have my pledge to fight as hard as I can to stay on air and as being effective as possible. It takes money to fight these people. And if they get rid of the crew and stuff, we need money and obviously work with folks to continue on and hopefully not miss a beat. So here's some headlines dealing with that. This is just today and yesterday's news. Media Matters, that's George Soros' group, considers buying InfoWars from Alex Jones. And they say to harass me and to try to take my media down and do a bunch of horrible stuff. So that's what's going on. InfoWars, victims and enemies consider buying it. Victims, yeah. I mean, people that attached themselves to me and said I did things I didn't do to raise campaign money. Bunch of just unbelievable stuff going on. So we've been targeted for destruction because we're populist and because we're telling the truth. And if the people just rally behind us, we're unstoppable. So I try to make it easy to support us. InfoWars is great. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, great water filtration, InfoWars MD line, the CBD gummies and tincture, highest quality, lowest price, so good for your whole body, your immune system, your inflammation. So many great products, ready to ship, X2, X3. Could be your last chance to get it here in the next 44 days. They could have a buyer technically and just shut us down days after they buy it, but it'd probably be a few weeks. We've got folks that are patriots that say they're going to do it, but they may get outbid. So
InfoWars is facing its greatest crisis in its history. And so I need everybody to understand that without funds, we won't be able to reconstitute no matter what happens. I'm going to leave it at that. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products, because InfoWars will probably survive. I think we've got a 60-70% chance we'll get a good buyer and it's going to work, but we'll see. Regardless, we're working with folks and things are going on that for strategy issues I won't get into on air. Just know this. I need you to go and let me know when you got Gerald ready. Okay, guys? Thanks. I need you guys to understand that I cannot do this without you, and I'm asking for your help. Plus, we make it really easy. So if you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's the folks at Bigly that make some of the best Patriot t-shirts in the country. They have made now 50-something designs of t-shirts, 3-4 new ones this weekend that are just amazing, and a bunch of ball caps and things. And more stuff's going to get added. Top-of-the-line supplements. We could bring something out really quickly, but they're getting really high-quality, cutting-edge stuff ready. It's almost done. Incredible Made in America knives that already sold out. That's coming. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and support the broadcast. And the shirts are $25, $30, $35, depending on the type and the design and the quality of the fabric. It's all really great. But there's one that's $50, and that's a classic InfoWars best-selling shirt of all time with the blazing red on navy blue InfoWars, and on the arm, an American flag. And so if we save InfoWars, you'll know you're instrumental in that. If we don't, you've got this historic memento and know that you backed keeping the broadcast on the air. So that's $50, and that is a fundraiser to get more funds in. It is vital. It is critical. If you support the broadcast, if you appreciate all the tens of thousands of huge stories, the hundreds of mega massive game-changing stories, the documentaries, the special reports, the activism, the protests, the undercover work, everything we've done, now is the time in the 30-year history of this operation to aid us in this fight. So go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the InfoWars navy blue with red InfoWars fundraiser shirt. Save the Alex Jones broadcast. I'm calling for your support. I thank those that have supported, and all of you on the fence, what are you waiting for? This is historic. Thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, my dad's company, great supplements, great products, nanosilver products, nanosilver foundational energy. That's drjonesnaturals.com, and he's been attacked by the globalists, and they've been after him, but he's taken all the money he's gotten in there, and two of the staple products are coming back in, four new products are coming back in. You'll go to the site and notice half of it sold out. That's how hard they've hammered us, folks. So now is the time. drjonesnaturals.com, the stuff that's left is not our least popular stuff. It's a lot of the most popular that came back in the last time my dad reordered. Rocket Rest Sleep Aid, Top Brain Incredible Nootropic, Next Level Foundational Energy. This is a stimulant but has the effect with no letdown. Fiber Green Concentrate, sprouts of key seeds that are just SERP turbocharge your whole body and your gut. The Whole Food Multivitamin Concentrated, all organic, so good for your whole body. The Immune Support, and so much more at drjonesnaturals.com. That's a critical place to support. And again, I humbly thank you for keeping me in the fight. I'll never sell out, never give in, never back down, but I could give out. I just want to keep fighting, but I can't do it without you. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. We've been through such a saga. I appreciate God working through you to make the decision to support the sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. And then, as I said, InfoWarsStore.com, but that does not support me or what we're doing or what we're happening. And I want to save InfoWars. But 44 days out with the Death Star, orbiting the planet to blast us, I hope we save the operation. But regardless, this is just a building. And it's just going to make, and I hope it doesn't happen, because I'm committed to the crew and committed to the InfoWars. The enemy will celebrate like they've gotten the captured the flag and run around like chickens with their heads cut off. It's just going to backfire on them. But it's a sign of the times. They want this off the air when Trump is president-elect, that they're so desperate. So InfoWarsStore.com, TRJonesNaturals.com. Or thealexjonesstore.com. One word, thealexjonesstore.com. History's now. This is the time to make the decision. My gosh, less than 1% ever buy anything. Okay, great. But I can't imagine all the great patriots out there that share the links, the articles, the rest of it. Why would you not want to have a shirt from the most critical time in the history of this fabled operation? It's not about me. It's the guests, the crew, the history, the reports, the callers. It's epic. It's Americana. It's known worldwide. It's more popular than ever. But in this depression we're in, I get folks don't have money. Well, decide where to spend your money smartly. And in my view, we're a great place to bet on in the information war. Back the info war for your own future now at thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com, and infowarsstore.com. These shirts are amazing. A bunch of new ones. By the way, show some of the new ones. Go to the actual site, then I'll go to Gerald. Because I wanted to get some screenshots of these, but we can actually go to the site. Go to the front page, thealexjonesstore.com, and scroll up to the top, please, because that's not the new ones. Yep, just go to the, exactly, there you go. Click on the one with the snake. I came up with that. I didn't actually design it, but it was my idea. I said, I want a snake coiled in the ground with an M4, and if you blow it up, just click on it, join or die, and you know, in classic revolutionary, you know, style. Yeah, just you click on it and make it larger so I can show people. There you go. I show the black one. It's the black one I want to show. Thanks. And you can see right there, it says the 1A, the First Amendment, defends the 2A. And there it is right there. And then a website that you'll be hearing more about in the future, realalexjones.com. I want to mark that down and remember that. Join or die, 1A plus the 2A Defense League. And then there's another shirt that says the 1A defends the 2A. Let's go back to the main page. Thank you. And then we'll go to Gerald. I want to show you another one of the new shirts. I mean, these are badass by any stretch of the imagination. These are some of the best Patriot shirts out there. So we'll go back to the front page of the alexjonesstore.com. Click on the one with the skull. Look at that one. And let's look at the black and white one, please. That's the olive drab on black. All righty. Thank you. And then it says class of 1776, the second protects the first. Now that is an awesome shirt. And then it's got realalexjones.com. So that's it. That's all I can do is calling you for support. I don't know what else I could say. I don't want the enemy to win. They really want to shut this down. They're really going to celebrate. But they're going to be really pissed when we just come back even stronger, even if they're successful in this attack. All right, great job of the crew. I want to thank Gerald Celente for taking over the show, top trends forecaster, and doing a superlative job. And then, of course, the great Owen Schroyer coming up. All right, Gerald Celente.
Hey, Alex, thanks a lot. You know, I'm listening to what Alex is saying, and everything he's saying is 100% true. If we don't support InfoWars, if we don't support freedom, we're screwed. And not the way I like to get screwed, you know? Yeah, oh, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, F you. We got a bunch of scumbags running our country. This was on InfoWars before. Not reported in the mainstream media. The only other place I saw it, one of the few places, is RT. Why, how dare you go to RT? You must love the Russians. You got to hate the Russians. Oh, I remember they taught me to hate the Russians as a little kid. They had me hiding under a desk in case an atom bomb went off. The only other place that wrote this that I saw it, and InfoWars talked about it, free speech. Ready? You can't make this crap up. You can only make it up if you're full of crap. And this is a little boy, an arrogant little clown of nothing, been sucking off the public kid his whole life, a garbage piece of scum. To say this, he should be brought up on charges. Hey, Salenti, calm down. I'm a member of the club. I'm a member of the crime syndicate. So you swallow my crap. I'm John Kerry. Free speech makes U.S., quote, hard to govern. John Kerry. The Constitution is a barrier to ending disinformation. The former Obama administration official has claimed. Official piece of crap. An official piece of scum. An official dirty SOB. How dare he say this? How dare he try to rob us of our rights? Quote, not quote, this is from RT. The freedom for individuals to choose their source of information makes it difficult to govern effectively. Former U.S. Secretary of State. Secretary of State, a little P.O., Look at all the little pieces of crap that are a Secretary of State. Look at little Blinken boy now. Little BS Blinken. Oh, my daddy was an ambassador to Hungary. My uncle was the ambassador to Belgium. I went to Harvard. I went to Yale. I went to Dalton. I'm an official. These are the pieces of scum running our lives and ruining this country right in front of our eyes. Why support InfoWars? They want to blacklist everybody that speaks out against their lies, their warmongering scum crap. They're stealing trillions of dollars to give to the banks, the bandits when they go bad, but you can lose everything you have. Speaking at the World Economic Forum, a bunch of lousy SOBs, the billionaire club, hey, billions for bombs, but not a penny to Occupy Peace. Oh, and by the way, we had a great rally here on Sunday, Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Joe Lauria, great people showed up, the streets were filled, the place was packed. Everybody, young and old, all races, creeds, and colors, not one mention on the news. But anyway, last week, Kerry criticized the First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution. Could you imagine this? Could you imagine this little piece of crap? I'm criticizing, F you to the founding fathers. I'm John Kerry. Oh, did you see me on my little thing sailing with my little thing? You know, oh, yeah, a little boy of nothing, a little arrogant piece of scum saying we got to do away with the Constitution. The USSA, the United Soviet States of America. Yep. A member of the Forbes family and the Democratic Party. Oh, a member of the Forbes family. Salenti, you're just a little guinea from the Bronx. I'm a member of the Forbes family. Yep. Yep. Quote, it's really hard to govern today. Arguing that social media poses challenges for building consensus in democracies. That is an oxymoron, moron. Democracies have freedom of speech. Hard to govern today? No. Hard to dictate, you dictaster. Hard to dictate, you dictaster. What govern? Who the hell are you to tell me what to do? Who the hell are you to tell me what? Come over here, Kerry. You come over here to me, man to man. Man to man. No, no. Not your little flunkies behind you, your security men. You come over here and you try to tell me, Gerald Salenti. Oh, you're only about a foot taller than me. Come over here and you tell me what to do. And ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, this is why we sell these T-shirts at Trends Journal. Hey, politicians, who the F are you to tell me what to do? And here's the back. All right? All right? Here. He goes on. And again, this is why you need to support InfoWars. They want to cut off freedom of speech. He's saying it right here. This should be headline news. Oh, no. Did Taylor Swift have sex? Listen, oh, she didn't show up with a boyfriend with that little stupid hat on. Oh, yeah. John Kerry calls for a ministry of truth. Heil Hitler. A ministry of truth. You will only believe what I tell you to believe. You will only swallow my crap because I'm full of crap and you have to swallow my crap. Stand 6 feet apart. Don't forget to put that mask on. Oh, yeah, the masks. Remember the masks? Oh, you remember the masks. The masks. Yeah. Remember the masks? Remember these things? that everybody wear? Yeah. Are the masks? These masks do not eliminate exposure to the risk of any disease or infection, but you will wear them! I'm in charge! I'm little Andy Cuomo! I renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge after my daddy! I'm a little piece of scum! I'm Gavin Newsom! I'm Gavin Newsom! A little gruesome goosome! My daddy worked for the Getty Gang! How do you think I got all my money? They gave it to me! All right? You ready? The references we've used to have to determine what is fact and what isn't have kind of been eviscerated. Fact? Fact? Hey, Kerry, read the Trends Journal. We give you facts, you F. All you prostitute media whores that get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and government whoremasters, put out for your crime syndicate government and your corporate pimps. If people go to only one source, they're putting out disinformation. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're saying we only have to go to your source, Cutzone. Hey, Cutzone. If people go to only one source, they're putting out disinformation, but you're saying we gotta swallow your crap so you could govern, so you could dictate. Well, dictate is better because that's what you are. Just look at you. As long as Democrats can win ground, we and win the right to govern. Could you imagine this shit? How about try this one? A public servant. You work for us. You got it? You got it? Public servant. Who the hell are you to tell me what to do? I can't use the F word because we don't want to get blacklisted. Oh, blacklisted is you're being racist. Oh, by the way, the rally we had, black, white, all colors, all races, all creeds, all colors, all ages. It was terrific. It was terrific. You ready? I think democracies are very challenged right now and have not proven they can move fast enough or big enough to address the challenges we face. To me, that is part of what this race, this election is all about. So we could rule you and shut you the hell up. And as I said, the media are nothing more than prostitutes. At another WEF event earlier this year, Wall Street Journal editor-in-chief Emma Tucker, you could put an F and take out that T, but I wouldn't, lamented that the loss of the corporate media's monopoly on information. Quote, we owned the news. We were the gatekeepers. We own the news. We own the news. You tell us what to do. We own the news. You're nothing. We own the news. Hey, Emma Tucker with an F. Where's she from? Oh, the UK. Yeah, put an F and a U in that too. We'll be back. Support InfoWars. It's really important. The facts are here.
I want to talk to the InfoWars listeners. And I just want you to know that I really appreciate what you've done. You know, I want to fight the globalists. I want to take them on. I want to defeat them because it's the right thing to do, and we'll be slaves or dead if they're able to get their agenda fully through. And if you think about how far we've come in 30 years and how almost no one knew this information decades ago, but now everything I've been covering forever is now really mainstream, and all the top talk show hosts, not just in the Western world, but all over the planet, are talking about one world government and the end of the family and how pedophiles are in control and how they want to depopulate us and everything that we've been exposing. We don't have big establishment sponsors. We don't have billionaire secret financiers like the left. We're funded just like Trump with small donations. That's how he's funded. We're funded by you supporting us. by you getting the products. So we try to bring you, and this is important, the very best products out there, so you get a absolutely great response from it. And so that you really, really like it and know that we weren't steering you wrong. Now, of the 1% or so of people that ever buy a product, we get 5-star reviews, 4.7, 4.8 in third-party reviews. But the vast majority of you love the info. It's very popular. People love freedom. They don't want to be slaves. But only a tiny percentage of you ever actually go and get any of the products. These are great products you want. They're the highest quality, discounted from what the ultra-quality brands sell them for. Here's an example, okay? We sell high-quality, full-spectrum CBD gummies that are made by one of the top labs in the country. Even when the company we get these from discounts them, and they have a pretty good deal, it's $10, $15 more than we sell it for. Then when we discount it, it's like $25 less than they sell it for. These are high-quality gummies. Somebody's already been into these. But just look at these. Just full of these. And they actually are a little bit moist because they're just so full of all the goodies, ladies and gentlemen. One of these, you sleep great. One of these makes you focus, have just incredible clarity, but you're relaxed. And again, that's about a half-full bottle because that's here in the studio. Folks have been getting into them. And if you know a good gummy, it's a little juicy, it's a little wet, it's just totally jam-packed. Now, these are great, but then they have the 1,000-milligram tincture at InfoWarsStore.com. I say they, it's the group we private label it from. They ship it from their warehouse in Colorado. So when you order, it just comes from them right to you, because that's where our warehouse is as well. And the 1,000-milligram is super strong, full spectrum, incredible high quality, and the folks we get it from sell it on average for $45 more than we sell the 1,000 milligram for. So you want to take advantage of all of that. There's all the other great products, Nerve Renew. There is Good Night Sleep, an amazing natural formula for better sleep. The 1,000 milligram vitamin C and zinc with rose hips, the Linus Pauling formula. With the rose hips and the zinc, so good for your whole immune system and body. Then, of course, there's Better Mood, really works well. And then Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for a long time. We got a huge shipment in, but I'm offering it for 40% off because I want you to get it and experience it. Tastes great, all natural, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need in one place. Tastes great. Make a picture of it, you know, every 4 or 5 days. Have a glass in the morning, glass at night. Send it off to school with your kids. Take some to work. A bottle of it. It is amazing. And you get full absorption because it's liquid rather than pills. So, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the InfoWars MD line and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Plus, these are great products you want.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Glad to be back on The Alex Jones Show. And you look at that cover over there. You go to trendsjournal.com and you see the rally we had here on Saturday. It was terrific. It was great. There's Four Corners of Freedom. This is the most historic four corners in America, the only place with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings on each corner. And it was great. And the seeds of democracy was sown here. And I own three of the buildings. I bought them when nobody wanted them. It breaks my heart that there is no push for peace. But again, we got pieces of scum like Kerry. And yeah, this is the Kerry, by the way. He married into the Hines family. Yeah, again, a little another daddy's boy. The Forbes guy married into the, you know, Chris the Hines, 57. Oh, and his son, Chris Hines, his son, stepson-in-law, and Hunter Biden, and some other clown. After the United States overthrew the democratically elected government, evicting Yanukovych in 2014, they get on the board of directors of Burisma Energy. Oh yeah, the Ukrainian thing up there that I believe. That energy company was brought up on charges as well. They were on the board of directors, made millions and millions. What the hell is Chris Hines? His father made ketchup or something, a family from the ketchup family, and little Hunter Biden, you know, coked out, drugged out him. What do they know about energy? Shut the hell up, Salenti. They're a member of a club. You're a nobody. You're a nobody. As George Carlin says, one big club and you ain't in it. This is the corruption that we're looking at. And again, as that Wall Street editor-in-chief, could you imagine the editor-in-chief from the UK? Oh, the head of the Washington Post from the UK. The head of Bloomberg's News from the UK. One after another from the UK. And again, throw an FAU in that UK too, in a C. Yeah. The country our founding fathers fought about. Now they're ahead of the big major news. Oh, CNN, I forgot, the Cartoon News Network. Another UKer. Anyway, we owned the news. We were the gatekeepers. And we very much owned the facts as well. How about fact you? Toilet paper record, the New York slime, and the Wall SHI, and I can't say the other word, journal. I subscribe to them. Yep. I subscribe to them. Hardly get any valuable information at all in these papers, but we get them so that we see what they're saying. We report all the news that's being reported around the world. And then we give you our trends analysis and trend forecast. This is what they say in Israel. This is what they say in Iran. This is what they say in the Arab nations. This is what they say in China. Oh, no, no, you're only allowed to hear what we at the Wall SHI Journal say. And that's why you got to support InfoWars. And, of course, subscribe to the Trends Journal. And InfoWars has these great products. As people ask me, what should I do? I say, you got to get in the best health you can, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And again, that's not BS. This is one of the first books I worked on back in the 1980s when no one was talking about natural healing. This was a Warner book when Warner was a big company. All right? So they have this InfoWars MD premium supplement line at discounted prices. Yep. Available for 25% off. And you get these exclusively at InfoWars. You got to be in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And the physically is these are some of the great products. The Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Green, Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, 25 milligram gummies, probiotic formula, prostate support. And the older you get, the more you got to support that prostate. Take it from an older cat. Probiotic formula, nerve renew. And the nerves, man, I got to renew my nerves because I'm losing my nerve when I read the crap going on in the world and see what's going on. Joint max relief. You got to keep those joints loose. And good night's sleep. So, it's up to you to grab the reins of your health and wellness. And you could do it with this premium lineup. And it's now available only at InfoWars Store at a rate that dominates the competition. Yep, dominates the competition. And that's what they do with InfoWars, how hard the people work there to give you what you're not getting in many other places. You're not getting very, very few. So, there you got it. And again, we're doing the same thing with the Trends Journal. We just had a big peace rally over here. How many people having peace rallies? Peace is a dirty word. This is serious what's going on. Very serious. This is Kamala hilarious. This past weekend, my buddy Mark Ferraro came up with that. Mark Ferraro is the hairstylist of the stars up here. Well, the cats of Woodstock back in the day, from the top to everybody, anyway. he came up with Kamala Hilarious, because that's what she is. It's an effing joke. A joke. This is the headline. Nasrallah was a terrorist with American blood on his hands. She said in San Francisco, across decades, his leadership of Hezbollah destabilized the Middle East and led to the killing of countless innocent people in Lebanon, Israel, Syria, and around the world. All right. Today, Hezbollah's victims have a measure of justice. Let's get this straight. Israel invaded Lebanon in 1982. They were there for almost 20 years before Hezbollah threw them out. And I'm tired of hearing this crap that God gave you this land. All right? I know, it says in the good book, you know, chapter 6, section 8. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. They gave you this land with the Balfour Declaration by the scum clown over there in the UK in 1917. Wrote about it in detail in your Trends Journal. Yeah. Wrote about it in detail. About how this was Crusades 2000. The Balfour Declaration that laid the foundation for Israel. His Majesty's government, some little clown boy dressed up with all of his little ribbons and pearls and diamonds and this and that, and a little clown hat with a circle with little things on it, and all this other, His Majesty. Oh, man, what are you talking, His Majesty? Save your crap. Oh, no. That's the crap they all want you to swallow. Just like Scum Carry is saying that you only got to believe the crap spewing out of his mouth. His Majesty's government views with favor the establishment in Palestine. In Palestine. Of a national home for the Jewish people. Hey, how about a national home for the Catholic people? How about a national home for the Baptists? How about a national home for the Quakers? How about a national... Oh, no. God only gave the land to... I don't want to hear this. And don't call me an anti-Semite. I don't want to hear it. Again, three of my last four girlfriends were Jewish. All right? My best buddies are Jewish. Every one of my Jewish friends are against what's going on here. So say that crap. His Majesty's government views with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, and we will use our best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this objective. So stop it. So going back to Hezbollah and what Harris is saying, quote, I have an unwavering commitment to security of Israel. Okay. Everybody with the unwavering commitment to the security of Israel, put on your costume, your military costume, grab your guns, grab your money, grab your kids, grab your wife, your transgenders, everybody else that you love so much, go over there and fight or shut your mouth. You got it? Again, Hezbollah is a terrorist group because they drove Israel out again in 2006. So you're a terrorist. You are a terrorist when the settlers, isn't that a nice word? Isn't that a nice made-up word, settlers? How about land stealers in violation of the United Nations Article 242 and the Geneva Convention? Settlers. Stealing land, killing people, and when you fight back, you're a militant. You're a terrorist. That's the language they use. They use the language to describe anybody that fights against the United States or its allies, terrorists and militants. Attack Iraq? Oh, those militants, those terrorists fought against us. Attack Afghanistan, one of those dirty terrorists. Again, somebody breaks into your house with guns and you shoot them. Why, you lousy SOB, Salenti? You killed somebody who was trying to kill you. That's why you go to InfoWars. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're giving you what nobody else in the world is giving you when it comes to trends. Not even close. You put in Trends Jones, JonesTrends.com. Jones Trends is the link. And you get a 10% discount. Of course, you the grand total of $2.50 a week. So I don't want to hear you can't afford it. Because if you don't want to know what in the world is going on, what's next and what to do, then you don't want the magazine. Oh, gold prices? Oh, they're down today, but they're what, over $2,600 an ounce? Up over 30% since we made the forecast that this is a golden year for gold? And that, again, do what you want. We are in the most perilous times in modern history. Again, we have Scott Ritter up here, Judge Metropolitano, Joe Lurie is Consortium News. Great site to go to. There's no man that I know more of a man than Scott Ritter. I want to make that clear. And I'm a fighter. I taught close combat for many years. John Perkins, the Top Cat, was my teacher. Used to go to Palais Elysée in France and work out with these guys because my former girlfriend, Marie-Pierre, her brother, Francois, was the left shoulder of Jacques Chirac and Mitterrand. Yeah, Scott Ritter is a man of men. Brad Steiner, look him up. Brad Steiner used to write for the Trends Journal. He was the top close combat guy. He loved what I was doing. He passed away, may his soul rest in peace. And he was John Perkins' teacher. So when I say what's going on over here, and that these gutless little clowns that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag, these little chicken hawks are the biggest warmongers. I'm tired of hearing this crap about Israel having to only right to defend itself and nobody else can. They just killed over 1,000 people in Lebanon. They're blowing the place to smithereens with our bombs. With our bombs. And we just gave them almost another $9 billion to do it and another $9 billion to Ukraine. To Zelensky. The guy, can't make this up, that was a top sitcom guy that used to play the piano with his penis and brag about it. Google it up. Zelensky playing the piano with his penis, and this is the guy over here that came to the United States last week with a victory plan. Who are you talking to? No victory. Oh, and how about that guy over there? Another arrogant clown boy. Oh, I was a volunteer with the IDF or something like that. Well, go back over there. Josh Shapiro. Yeah, Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, signing his name on a howitzer shell. What'd you write? Hope this kills a lot of innocent people? This is demonic. What Kerry said is demonic to this Constitution. What Shapiro did is demonic to this country. Oh, I forgot. How about Nikki Haley? Another little piece of nothing crap. Going over to Israel and signing on a big bomb or whatever. Finish them. Yeah. Kill all those Palestinians. Palestinian lives don't matter. Yep. I will always support Israel's right to defend itself. I'm so tired of hearing that crap line. Against Iran and Iran-backed terrorist groups such as Hezbollah, Hamas, and Houthis. Oh, the Houthis are a terrorist group. The Houthis are the terrorist group. That little, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama, along with Saudi Arabia, tried to overthrow the Houthi government And our little boy Blinken at that time was the Undersecretary of State in the United States, going over to Saudi Arabia to give strategic alliance with them, and the United States refueling the planes so Israel could bomb the Houthis. Go back. Tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, to see where we're going. They invented the Saudi gang back in 1933 or 34. As soon as the kingdom, I'm the king. I'm here, king. Here, boy. Give me a pause. Sit. Yeah. The kingdom tried to overthrow the Houthis because their land was right next to them. Yeah. They're terrorists. Yep. This is serious. Scott Ritter made it 100% clear. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. This is the top cat. As I said, there's no man like him. And again, I'm a fighter. I only attack the attacker. Been with the top guys. Said Brad Steiner, John Perkins. Boop. Scott Ritter, who is who he is because he was on the other side. This guy's a giant. His father was in the military. When he went in as a Marine boy, all he wanted to do was shoot and kill. Until he saw the horrors of war, he became a different man. Just like I'm a different person. I told you, I had pictures of me picking up Ronald Reagan at the Chicago Hilton in 1976. I was 30 years old, putting on a brunch for 16 of our board of directors. Prince of Norway did a gig in the Prime Minister of the UK, Majors, was there. 28 years old, I was killing environmental legislation, the height of the environmental movement, staying at the Willard Hotel and putting my meetings at the Hay Adams. The Hay Adams is right across the street from the White House. I started growing up and learning. And that's what this is. It's a learning process. You don't stop learning. And you're getting that from InfoWars, and you're getting it from the Trends Journal. In one of our articles that's coming out, Israel can kill whoever it wants, U.S. mobilizing to fight Iran if it retaliates and attacks Israel. Yep. Iran's U.S. envoy penned a letter calling on the United States, the U.N. Security Council, quote, to take immediate action and decisive action to stop Israel's ongoing aggression and prevent from dragging the region into a full-scale war. And now they're talking about invading Lebanon again. This is serious. This is serious. As I say, where are all the religions? Where are all the religions? How come all the Catholic priests aren't out there protesting for peace? I guess they're playing around with little boys. I forget. Yeah. Again, I was raised Catholic, and going to Catholic school destroyed my life for a long, long time. When a nun beat me up in the fifth grade, perforated my middle ear, broke my eardrum, and left me back, so I was the stupidest kid. Accused me of talking during prayers. Where are all the Quakers? I say, dying in an earthquake. How come the big Quaker movements are out there for peace? Where are the Baptists waiting for? How come you're not all out there? And again, there are very good evangelical Christians that are very much for peace, but not the little clown boy that's playing our the house leader over there, house leader of a bunch of losers, house leader losers, little Johnson boy, Mikey Johnson, another little gutless clown that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. Again, every politician that supports war, Ukraine war, Israel war, go over there and fight or shut your mouth, you gutless little clowns. Oh, one of my sayings is when all else fails, they take you to war. I detailed how Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, was down, way down in the polls, 39 weeks of protest because of his Judicial Reform Act that would have basically stopped him from going to court for charges he was brought up on. 39 weeks of protests. And now he's rising in the polls as he keeps increasing the war. Same thing happened with little Georgie Bush. His ratings are in the toilet where he should be flushed down. Because of the dot-com bust, we're going into a deep recession. Again, wrote about the dot-com bust, called it in your Trends Journal in 1999 in the fall when it used to be a quarterly. Dot-com this. Nation in a recession, couldn't stand little Bushy, the daddy's boy, another daddy's boy. 9/11 happens, war on terror, whoop, 90% of the people swallowed the crap coming out of his mouth. Said in detail many, many times. Read it right out of History Today, how President Franklin Roosevelt seized all Japanese assets in July of 1941. And the UK and the Dutch cut off all their trade, three quarters of it, and 88% of their oil. What was going on? The Great Depression. When all else fails, they take you to war. And as Harris is going down in the polls now, who knows what's going to happen next? We have the right to defend Israel. What if there's an attack in America? We go to war. And just as the people swallow the crap spewing out of little Georgie Bush's mouth, they'll swallow it coming out of Kamala Harris's mouth and out of their mind, out of his mind, Biden. When all else fails, they take you to war. Again, we don't give financial advice. This is a golden year for gold. Gold prices are going to go up as war escalates. It's the number one safe haven asset. Again, we have no advertisers. Nobody tells us what to do. Nobody. Nobody anywhere, any place. Again, support InfoWars. They're doing everything they can to support you. Our lives are on the line. If we don't have peace on earth, it's going to be hell on earth. So support InfoWars and subscribe to the Trends Journal. Thank you, you guys and girls, for all that you do, and women, I should say. See you soon.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller. Years ago, we've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks. They're the trailblazers. They're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance. And I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor, or just take our word for it, and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.